One might be led to think that you are somewhat proud of not appearing or being too intellectual. Combine that with your sucker appeal to the knee-jerk white Christian patriot in us all who would much rather hear 87 fart jokes than hear a joke in which President Bush or the Pope or born-again Christians or Lee Greenwood get called on their shit for being the hypocrites that they are, and I think we've got a winner. As for being a multimillionaire in disguise, that's just merely a matter of personal taste for me. I do not begrudge you your money at all. It is sincerely hard-earned, and you deserve whatever people want to give to you. What sticks in my craw about that stuff is the blatant, and again, this is personal taste, gross marketing and selling of this bullshit character to your beloved fans. Now look, if someone wants to pay top dollar to come to one of your shows and then drop a couple hundred more on Gitterdone lighters and hats and t-shirts and windshield stickers and trailer hitches and beer koozies and fishing hats and shot glasses, etc., then good for you. I just think it's a little crass and belies the good old boy blue-collar thing you represent. But that's no big deal. Now, as for the last statement where I said we're in a state of vague American values and anti-intellectual pride, I think that's true. When you can rally the troops, so to speak, with a lazy, latte-drinking, tofu-eating generalization of liberals and back-ass ragfags to describe Arabs, then yeah, I think that falls in the ignorant category. I think that with even the slightest attention to the double standard and hypocrisy of both the left and the right in this country, if not all of the Christian extremists as a whole, coupled with the bullshit that they lazily swallow and parrot back while happily ignoring the gross, inhumane treatment of those that aren't them, so that we may have cheap sneakers and oil and slightly less taxes, although I'm sure the bracket you're in now gives you a ton of tax money back, then you could maybe see my point. Now, here's the best part. In your book, you preface the above quote by saying, I'm quoting you, "But I guess I'm not as intellectual as David Cross. In that Rolling Stone article, he sure showed us what a deep thinker he is by saying," and here you're quoting me, "America is in a stage of vague intellectual pride." You quoting me. Jesus Christ, Larry, can you even fucking read? Whoever read that article to you butchered the actual quote. The quote that was right fucking in front of their face. I would fire your official reader and have them replaced by a Hooters girl who doesn't fart. That way, you have something nice to look at while you're getting your misinformation. As for anti-intellectual pride, man, that is Larry the Cable Guy in spades. Let me quote you again, and this is from an online interview. And I know you're listening to this audio version of the book, so you can't see the misspelling. So I'll just go back and read the misspelled words, or spell them out, that Larry said in his, okay. This is from his online interview. "I consider my jokes to be very juvenile, spelled J-E-U-V-I-N-I-L-L-E. Stuff a 14-year-old would laugh at because that's the sense, spelled S-E-N-C-E, of humor I have." Okay, that was easy. Well, I suppose I've already covered part of that in the above. But you also specifically dumbed down your speech while making hundreds of purposefully grammatical errors. How do I know this? It's on page 17 of your book, wherein you describe how you would Larry up your commentaries for radio. What does it mean to Larry something up? Take a wild guess. The reason you feel the need to Larry something up? Because you're not that dumb. I mean you, Dan Whitney. The guy whose name the bank account is under. You were born and raised in Nebraska, hardly the South, went to private school, moved to Florida when you were 16. This is when you developed your accent? Not exactly the developmental years, are they? At age 16, that's the kind of thing you have to make a concerted effort to adopt. Did you hire a voice coach, or were you like one of those people who go to England for a week and come back sounding like an extra from Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels? As you said yourself in an interview once, I can pop in and out of it pretty much whenever I want. In your book, on page 89, you say in reference to the G. Shucks Millionaire comment, this is again quoting you about me, to his mind, being well paid means I'm no longer real and I can't be a country boy anymore. It's just an act. Hey, it's always been an act. That's my fucking point. You admit it yourself. So cut the indignation shit. And I'm no way deriding your work ethic. You clearly have more fart jokes than most, and for that I applaud you. You go on to talk about how hard you work and life on the road and living on Waffle House and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I get it. We've all been there and played shitty, degrading gigs and sacrificed, etc., etc.